minutes now.
Tonight show with your host Tweeka Turner. Yeah, that's a. I love that song. Thanks, Tom, for sending that one to my attention. That's called Legends. Let's move on to number 8. Coming in at number 8 position on the House of Pride Top 10 Countdown. What Dreams Are Made Of.
I can almost kiss the stars, they're shining so bright.
You're listening to the House of Pride Show with your host, Tweeka Turner. And I do believe we have our next artist on the phone with us live. Can you hear us?
Yeah, you sure do. Hi.
Hi, it's the one and only Marco Middlesex. Let me turn you up, Marco. How you doing today?
I am doing pretty darn good, you know. As you know, I live on a farm in Napa, so, you know, just busy doing the farm life thing and promoting the new single.
Yes, tell us about it. It's called Into Infinity.
Yes, Into Infinity. So I wrote the song actually quite a few years ago, and there was only ever the original production that I did, you know, with Leo Frappier.
Yes. Shout out to Leo.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, there's been a couple of remixes done in the past, but there's a new DJ that I started to collaborate with recently named DJ Captivate, and he hails from the United Kingdom. So he's been listening to my stuff and said, you know, I would love to remix a couple of your original songs. So Into Infinity is the first one that he's remixed, and he's going to be remixing probably my most popular song, and you remember this one, Breath of My Life.
Yes.
So he's going to be doing his retro, techno, ambient, trancey, you know, yeah, vibe on it. Yeah.
Awesome. So what is the track that you sent me that we're going to be listening to today?
This is Into Infinity. This is the DJ Captivate 2026 remix.
I love it. And congratulations. You are in at a respectful number 7 on the top 10 House of Pride countdown.
Wow, 7 with a bullet, eh? That's awesome.
Lucky number.
Yeah.
All right, stay tuned. So why don't you do the honors coming in at number 7. Give us the announcement.
Sure. So coming in at number 7 with a bullet on the House of Pride Top 10, created by the wonderful Tweeka Turner, is my new remix, yes. Into Infinity, by a remix by DJ Captivate. There you go.
All right, now you heard it here on House of Pride Radio. Thank you, Marco, and here is your hot track.
Thanks, love. Bye.
Bye-bye. hold on 1 second. All right, we were listening to Infinity by Malcolm Middlesex. That's a big hit on the Pride Top 10 Countdown. But right now we have a guest live from the UK, the one and only, the very talented Belvedere Kane. Can you hear me?
Hello, Tweaker. It's Barry here. How you doing?
Hey, Barry. Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you out of character today?
Am I out of character?
Who is Belvedere Kane?
Belvedere Kane is the name of my project. So basically, all the music I made back in the 90s was released under that name.
Oh, excuse me. You know, I'm a drag queen with a drag name and a boy name. So I just assumed that was your persona.
It did start off as being a character. You are right. But by the time the record actually came out, it was a band. But when it started out, it was early 90s, and I was kind of performing as a kind of an Edward Scissorhands meets Shakespeare sister type character.
Gotcha.
It evolved. By the time the single came out in 1996, it was a different beast.
Fabulous. And what city are you from in the UK? I'm curious.
I live in London.
Ooh.
But I'm from Ireland.
Oh, you're from Ireland originally.
I'm from Ireland, yes. Sunny southeast. You're in San Francisco, are you, Tweaker?
Do you come and visit sometimes?
I have been to San Francisco many times in the 90s as well, actually. My sister used to live there. And I love San Francisco.
Yeah, great city. I love your voice. Let's talk a little bit about your new track that's out now. It's on our charts, as a matter of fact. We'll be playing it. It is entitled Legends Forever Young. It has a great hook. You've got some elements of Dead of Alive music kind of mixed in the cake, so to speak. Can you tell us a little about how this project came to be?
Well, back in the 90s, around the same time I was doing my Belvedere Kane project, I was working at a studio called PWL, which was the home of the producers Stock, Aiken, and Waterman. Oh. And I basically wanted to work in that building when I was a teenager living in Ireland. I wanted to get into that building and ended up working there. And I was also a massive fan of Dead or Alive. And by the time Dead or Alive obviously made all their massive hits with Stock, Aiken, and Waterman, most of them in that building. But by the time I started working there, they'd left. And they went off and made a few albums outside of the building, but they came back in 1994 and they needed somebody to help them make an album called New Cleopatra. And I was commandeered to do that job. And so it was basically a dream come true because I was actually working with my teenage pop idols and became great friends with Pete and Steve. And we recorded that album in a very small room at the bottom of the building. And we were just left to our own devices. It was just the three of us, basically. And Lynn was there for most of the recording, Pete's wife. And we had a whale of a time for months on end. So it was basically, like I said, a dream come true. And they were very supportive of Belvedere Kane. And at one point at one of my gigs, Pete actually introduced me as one of his proteges. So it was a real pinch me moment. But obviously, when I've returned to Belvedere Kane recently, in more recent years, while I was getting all the tracks together, because these all came about because I found this case of old DATs that I had from the 90s, and I was digitizing them all, and that's when I kind of fell in love with the project again and decided that I should just put this music out, because it's just been lying in my loft for decades. And basically, around about the same time, I came across this vocal that we'd recorded for one of the tracks on New Cleopatra. That it was a verse that had been discarded with Pete singing. So, and one of the lines in the song was, "I had such fun at 21, I'm going to stay forever young." And I thought we could write a song around this vocal of Pete's. And that's what we did. And I wrote it with two friends of mine, Julian Gingell and Hannah Robinson. And yes, we've created this brand new track, which is kind of like a tribute to Dead or Alive, basically, and it features Pete singing.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense now. I wasn't sure if it was you and Pete's vocals on there, but it's just Pete.
Yes, it is, yeah. No, it's me and Pete, yeah.
Okay.
So basically, Pete sings those lines I just said, I had such fun at 21, I'm going to stay forever young. And we based a brand new song around those two lines. And so we wrote all the new lyrics, which I've sung, and then Pete comes in for those lines.
Gotcha. Well, why don't we go out with the listening to it? I love it. Let me see if it's queued up here. The name of the song, folks, it is Legends Forever Young, and it's by, do we just use Belvedere Kane, or are we going to use your name and Pete's name?
It's Belvedere Kane with Dead or Alive, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. You can get it anywhere, folks. It's available for digital downloads at all the major distribution sites. Barry, it's moved up here. It's number 6 this week on the Pride Top 10 Countdown, moving up three big notches, sir. Congratulations.
Excellent.
Can you set us up for the song? Go ahead.
You want me to introduce it?
Yes.
Okay, well, you're about to hear it. It's Belvedere Kane with Dead or Alive, Legends Forever Young.
Love it. Thank you for joining us. Come back anytime you want, okay?
Okay, brilliant. Is that it? Okay, excellent.
Well, you can stay on if you want to talk more. Let's listen to your song for a little bit. We'll talk more. Stay put. Go from on the obsession. You want to live before you're done. Night creatures out making waves. I had such fun at 21. If there's a hell, it can't wait. I'm gonna stay forever young. Hey, hear what I'm saying. It's the one plus one when the freaks become guns. A reputation, there's a deal to make me stay. Legends, everyone. Put them on a pedestal. Now lick up every crumb. A diet full of disgraceful. We don't forget the golden ones. Chained to the kings and the highs. Had such fun at 21. Who says we're all born to die? There's a deal. are listening to the House of Pride show with your host, Tweeka Turner, and our guest, I hope you're still with us, Barry Stone. Hello.
I'm here.
Fabulous. What a hooky tune. Is that a key of G, I want to say?
So that's me.
Yeah. Does it actually change keys when the hook comes in with...
Actually, yes, you are right. It does change key. And actually, with a lot of... like I said, this was kind of done. We wanted to invoke the spirit of Dead or Alive when we made this record. And many of the Dead or Alive hits, they actually, the chorus is a lower key than the rest of the song. So rather than most key changes you'll have in pop records, they go up, don't they? But with Dead or Alive ones, they actually went down. But it's just that shift that gives it a nice little, it just makes you feel good, doesn't it, when you hear that change. But yes, there's a key change in the chorus. Yeah.
Well, it builds the energy. It pulls you in, I would say.
Yeah.
And, because, for example, let's just listen quickly.
Watch out, here I come.
Long version. We're going to wait forever for the hook. Where is it? Anyways, I wanted to play you Spin Me Like a Round Like a Record, because there's definitely elements of that in the new tune, Legends, I would say.
Which, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what we tried to, you know, have the spirit of Dead or Alive in this record and a lot of the same elements. Obviously, I was a massive Dead or Alive fan, and Julian, yes, who... is my work partner. We've made many records together over the years, as Jewels and Stone, and also as we have a production team called The Alias. And so we both started at PWL, and Julian was also a big Dead or Alive fan, so we had great fun making this record.
I can tell that Loving Hands produced it for sure.
Yeah.
Which is always the best kind of producer you want, for sure. And did you get, you got to hang out with Pete, you said earlier, right? You worked together at the building?
Yes.
Did you guys develop a good friendship, would you say?
We did, yeah. So, like I said, we made this album over the space of pretty much the off and on for a year. There were gaps, but we were making primarily for the Japanese market, because they were massive there. But, you know, over the years, this has become, like, you know, a lot of Dead or Alive fans, you know, it's up there. It's one of their favorite albums. And I actually made a podcast about making the album, which I released towards the end of last year, which was also a real labor of love, because it was the 30th anniversary of Nuclear Patrick coming out. So I kind of chatted with a lot of the people who were around at that time. And Lynn, Pete's wife, was involved, which was great to have Lynn's memories of not only making the album, but we know we got to talk about some of the other history of the band in the podcast. And some of the band members joined me. And it was a really good thing to do. It was a lot of work, but I'm really pleased I did it. So anyone who's interested in Dead or Alive, who hasn't heard it already, should check it out. It's called Nuclear Patra, Making a Dead or Alive Album with Barry Stone.
Yeah, you got it. You heard it right here on House of Pride Radio. And, geez, I can't believe it's been like 9 or 10 years since Pete passed away.
I know.
Yeah.
What
do you know what's going on with the band now? Do they still produce music?
Well, I mean, Steve sadly passed away as well. So, wow. So both Pete and Steve sadly died.
Wow.
So, yeah, but Steve's wife manages the estate, and she kindly, obviously, allowed me to put this recording out, and it was with the estate's blessing. And, you know, I'm sure there's other stuff in the vault somewhere, so, you know, there may be other things coming out in the future. But, unfortunately, both the key members have sadly passed away.
Oh, yeah, jeez. You know, it was just amazing moment in time, I would say. It was had its
yes,
moment in time.
Yes, Pete was a one-off, and yeah, he sadly missed.
So this, you know, this song is just so hot. I mean, it hits all the right buttons. I love it. Number six.
Excellent.
Number six on our chart. How's it doing in the UK? Are you promoting it? Is it on, like, music chart or up front?
Well, I've become a TikTok person. Oh, and yes. And if you'd have told me a couple of months ago that I'd be doing what I've been doing on TikTok, I wouldn't have believed you. But it is actually getting the, you know, a lot of people are discovering the album through TikTok, which is, you know, it's pretty amazing, really, how it works. But I've been getting so many nice comments about the album in general. It's, you know, the album in total is quite nostalgic. Obviously, I'm a huge... It was made in the 90s. Basically, all the songs were written in the 90s. But because I grew up with 80s pop, it's very influenced by 80s pop music.
Of course.
So it has got quite a nostalgic feel to it. And I think a lot of people are liking that. There's a ballad on there called Sleeping Dogs, which is doing really well on TikTok. And a lot of people seem to be resonating with that one.
Okay.
So, I'm really pleased with how it's been received. And obviously, it was kind of hidden away for so many years. I'm just glad now it's seen the light of day and that people can enjoy the music that was otherwise just sitting in a box in my loft.
I'm so glad you released it to the public, and you know, people are discovering it, and it's all good. I mean, we'll be playing it here on Housebred Radio, folks. If you haven't downloaded it yet, go download it. Legends Forever Young. That is Belvedere Kane with Dead or Alive. Can't get any better than that. Well,
thank you, Tweaker. Thank you for shining a light on the album.
Absolutely.
In case anyone doesn't know, the album's called Such Trying Times.
Isn't that relevant?
Yeah.
And another UK star coming in at number five on our top 10 countdown, Mary, is the one and only the beautiful Ray with Where Is My Husband, but the dance remixes. Have you heard those?
Excellent.
Yeah. All right. Will you stay in touch with us and come back anytime you like, okay?
Thank you for having me. You have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
All right. Number five, Where Is My Husband?
Thank you, Tweaker.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Take care.
Why is this beautiful money waiting for me to get it? Why you already testing my patience? I don't see me taking time with other women that ain't me. Why I've been reviewing having cases, please. Still I put my hands on him, I'm telling him I'm too foul. He got me waiting, anticipating, praying to the Lord. We gave him to my lonely home, till it's right for me. So leave me. How my heart yearns for you. Is he far away? Is he okay? At 2 a.m. and I'm tired of living like this. He must be out there getting ready, trying to fix up his tie. Hello, this way your wife is late. Till I get your heart going, I'm turning up too far. Much amount of love, you know, when above your grave. To the Lord, hurry up, you alone. Baby, I ain't telling what you're saying. Shh. If he doesn't find me now, I'm gonna die. Let's kill him. Hurry up,
Mark, hold on 1 second.
No, this is Thomas. Tweaker?
Yes.
This is Thomas.
Oh, hey, Tom. All right, well, hey, that's good.
Are you trying to get Mark?
Yeah, but you can speak on his behalf since you have his music. So,
I was trying to get him for you.
Oh, that's okay. Well, I could always try another time. But tell us about the new song. That's what we're in. Is it going to power play this week? And you're friends with him. How did you guys meet?
Tweeka.
Yeah.
Right now I'm at work.
You can't talk.
And I can't. Yeah, I'm sorry. I wish I could.
That's okay. We are going to play his song. Why don't you just set it up for us and I'll play it. Name of the song is
Broken Tomorrow, and it features the 80s icon Boy George and Massive Ego, also Mark Massive.
I love it. Check it out, folks. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back.
there. You're listening to... Wow, we get falls, a lot of calls coming in, folks. That's good news. Boy George and Massive Ego Broken Tomorrow. And I do believe we have Mark on the phone. Can you hear me, Mark? Mark, are you there? Oh, let's see. Let's call Mark. Hello? It's not happening with Mark today, but that was a good song. We're going to keep that on the playlist at House of Pride Radio. So coming up at number four on the top 10 countdown is Win Marinick and a song that's good for the Pride season entitled Free. Check it out.
Free. Ophelia. Ophelia.
Show with the power pick of the week, Gypsy Love, Fly Robin Fly 2026. We'll be right back. Fly Robin Fly is the Power Pick song, a release coming out soon by Gypsy Love on Gypsy Love Production House of Pride Music. Here is the number one song by Jason Walker. Hello? Hold on a second.
I apologize for being late.
I didn't remind you. My fault. But nevertheless, you're live on House of Pride Radio at our new location in San Francisco at Radio Valencia. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Tweeka. And again, I apologize. I was on another call, and anyway, it's good to hear your voice.
We're talking to the legendary Kim Sims. I say legendary, a very multi-talented lady here, a songwriter and a singer who has a lot to say, because haven't you relocated?
Yes, Tweeka. Well, it's a relocation that is indefinite. It's, you know, I'm just kind of playing it by ear.
All right.
But I'm in the UK now, because this is where most of my success has been, you know. And by this being the 35th year anniversary of Too Blind to See It.
Yes, congratulations.
Why not be over in the UK, where it all, you know, kind of came to fruition.
It was a big club hit in the States, right? I mean, you had a string of top tens here on Billboard.
Oh, yeah.
But
Definitely
here. But no one's arguing that it resonated a bit more in the UK, I would say.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what's happening with to celebrate the 35th anniversary of Too Blind to See It?
So what's going on is, that's one of the reasons why I came over too, is because we've got a new reimagined version coming out. I believe I sent it to you, and it's coming out on Armada Music, which is a label here in the UK as well as in Amsterdam and in New York. And it will be out in June. I don't have a definite date, but it definitely the month of June it will be out. And it's the reimagined version of Too Blind to See It. And it's mixed by Richard Earnshaw and, oh God, I just forgot. Oh God, Richard Earnshaw. I'm going to give his name because I can't remember. Oh, Paul Ridney, my bad. So yeah, they're the remixers, and it sounds pretty good, so I'm excited about that. And then just doing some PAs and doing some festivals while I'm here, and hoping that I can just keep, you know, generating new fans as well as holding on to the old ones, Tweeka.
I hear you. And you will. Mm-hmm. You will build new fans, especially with the new release coming out.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you send it to me at House of Pride Radio? I didn't see it there. Maybe you sent it to Tweeka Turner. I'm not sure.
I think I probably sent it to Tweeka Turner, but I can definitely send it to...
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm going to look now, see if it's in there, because I want to play a sample. But before we do that, folks listening to us here, let's play the classic. Everyone loves that one. And Kim, don't go anywhere. We'll talk a little bit more. All right. Here it is, Too Blind to See It, to celebrate 35th anniversary of this massive hit. It's the one and only Kim Sims. Here we go.
Thanks.